Hi, this is DJ Orange.
It's DJ Sarah.
And this is episode 33 of the Newgrounds Radio Podcast. Just in case you guys don't know, what this show does is every week we highlight 9 songs and we cover some underground artists, some fairly popular artists, and usually I format this for, I guess, driving on the way to work or, I don't know, wherever you care to listen to it, really. Where you can find us is on our website, iTunes, our most other feed programs. If you need any help, you could always just email me. Our website is newgroundsradio.com, and our forum address, if you go in the BBS, just search for Newgrounds Radio. As I mentioned, you could email me if you need any help trying to subscribe. I don't see why you would have a problem, but just drop me a line at newgroundsradio@gmail.com. And we're also fairly interested in getting some people to interview. I mean, no person's too small. I'd like to talk to anybody. I mean, get Seriously. Some variety. I mean, get some people who have a lot of experience with this stuff, who have, like, invested a couple $100s in their equipment, or get someone who just has a $10 mic and recorded a song. But
yes.
That's unfortunately got to be one prerequisite for doing an interview is you must have a mic. Gee, we're so unreasonable. Anyway, the news.
The annual Tank Awards. Yes. Winners are March 6th. The second annual Tank Awards. Every day, hundreds of thousands of viewers visit the Newgrounds webpage to watch, rate, and review Flash games and movies of every type imaginable. In doing so, every single person plays a part in determining the top 5 for each day. Each month, these daily lists are combined, along with any other submission featured on the Newgrounds front page, into a pool of nominees. Each month, these daily lists are combined, along with every other submission featured on Newgrounds front page, into a pool of nominees. Oh, I read that, sorry. Each month is from this pool that over 150 nominees, 150 submissions that 2,000 of Newgrounds. Wait. Oh, that's God. Need a paper.
It's all right. Just basically go there. You can vote for your favorite things that came out in 2008. If it was on the front page, it's most likely there.
Nice.
Right? Yeah.
I did it right the first time. Why did I mess up the second time?
Oh, yeah. No, this is the third time now. We've actually had some trouble because, unfortunately, also in the news, I have a new computer. I actually have Vista, and for some reason, the thing that records our Skype calls, we're actually doing this on Skype right now, the thing that records our calls doesn't want to work on Vista. It's being retarded.
Yes.
Hope I didn't offend anyone. Sorry if you have, like, a retarded cousin or something. No mean to offend, whatever. But
being really stupid.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful computer. 3 gigabytes of RAM, 320 gigs of hard drive space, and it can't run a stupid little Skype call. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. All right, I need to... Oh, yes. First email, I think, will probably be the next thing on our list. We actually got a PM from a guy named... How do you say his name? Heath Remix? He was just a guy who basically requested, can you please play my newest song? Thanks. Really thanks if you do, man. He gave me the link and he said, peace out. And I recorded him and told him that it will be in episode 34, so... If he's listening, then it's not going to be in this episode. It's going to be in the next episode because I had a lot of people lined up. Okay. Let's see.
Huh.
What else? Music. Okay. We can actually get to the music now.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. All right.
All right. First one, the Get Low Stephen Foster remix.
Very interesting. It's a very good combination of both techno and rap.
And, yeah, that's what I thought of when I first... listen to this song, because I don't know. I always got a question, like I do this with video game submissions too. Is it only famous or only good because the original stuff was good? I've wondered that, but
that's a very debatable question.
Yeah.
Anyway, Get Low, number 208938.
All right, the one after that is, shoot, let me find it. I'm popping
Zero
through
Gravity
Windows.
Racing.
Yeah, Zero Gravity Racing.
It's a little boop, boop, beep, beep kind of thing.
Yeah. The review I put is I liked some of the basic elements as well as was a few of the sampling effects, but sadly didn't feel like I could really dance to it. I think your song would be better suited as a platformer or shooter flash game more than a racing game. So it's kind of like background music is what I said it was.
And that one is 208-728.
All right. And the next one is Coming For You. This one might sound a little unprofessional, but she's kind of new. She's just got a mic, so. But, yeah, it would kind of be fairly good, but her problem is there's just no... she needs, like, a noise canceller or something on her mic, because you can hear the background air. I mean, I can complain, because I'm probably got a really cruddy mic, and I should invest in a new one.
Yeah.
But, yeah... Get off my back.
That was 208-400.
All right, and that's going to be it. What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. Ones we've got lined up. First one is Rock and Reggae Jam.
That was pretty good. It got me dancing.
It was definitely, to me, I think I kind of thought like summer beach. It would be really nice to play in winter if you were just feeling very cold and you wanted to try to warm up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned in my review, it was pretty repetitive though. And it like never seemed to change. It was like 5 minutes of the same thing, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, but Hey, it got me moving.
Yeah, like I said, I can't help but think of Maui in summertime enjoying the day in the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, the next one. Oh, yeah, the number. I keep forgetting the number. Number
09121.
Yeah, sorry if you didn't hear it. It's 209121. Sorry. We kind of talked over each other. Oh.
My bad.
No, not your bad. I probably should shut up more. Next one is Life Cycles Sad.
Nice little jazz. But it was, it's got this little bit of dead air at the end and at the beginning. And it's just,
that's actually what I mentioned. It was like, there's dead air at the beginning and at the end, and I mentioned he should take it out, and he kind of agreed with me.
So. Yeah. That was 208261.
All right, and the next one is, I'm just going down the list, Black and White Intro.
It's pretty good. I'm going to agree with your review. There was the samples that he used at the very beginning, they really don't fit in at all.
Yeah, but other than that, do you know what like a noir film is, N-O-I-R?
I've heard of it.
It's like one of those black and white, like old detective movies, kind of think that, like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's usually a... It doesn't have to be a detective movie, but it's usually like something with like a darker theme, kind of like a... Kind of like what Sin City revitalized, almost. Like the new movie that came out, that, yeah. So the number for that one, if you haven't noticed, I did all jazz, so...
Yeah.
Number for that one is what?
202494.
Alrighty. And here's your next three. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back.
Well, that was a fun set of song.
Yeah, he was just listening to the last song. The first one was Mario Brothers 1-1 remix, which is obviously almost everybody knows this Mario song, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you've been in a cave for the last 30, 40 years. Any comments on it?
No.
Yeah, because you listened to that last song. I knew that was... Also, for this one, I did, like, all video games. Like, I sort of had a... First one was just random, but the whole second set was jazz, and then this one's all video games. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the echoey sound on... I don't know, I kind of like the sound of the Mario Brothers 1-1 remix. It was...
Pretty good.
Yeah, and what I said is that it did just the right amount of adjusting, where some people just, like, completely butcher a song, and some people just... basically just rely too much on the original song or try to recreate it where...
Yeah.
And this one kind of did a good mix. Yes. Anyway, the number is...
209114.
All right. And then the Great Sea Orchestra. Is this like from a Zelda game or something?
It is. As a matter of fact, it is from The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Okay, that would be why. I don't own a GameCube, so yeah. I've heard good things
about
that game.
How many Zelda games have you played?
What?
How many Zelda games have you played?
To completion?
Just played.
I think one was on the Game Boy.
Okay.
I think one.
One.
One. I've seen like three played, but one on the Game Boy. Yeah.
I have owned and played them all, so...
God, you... Okay, I was a Sega nut, okay? I was the one who played all the Sonic games. I didn't play all the... Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's why... Yeah. I should play it, though. I know I should, but...
Yes, you could.
I'm too addicted to Team Fortress. Sue me.
Oh, I will. I will get to you and your Xbox.
Oh, you... No, not my baby! Anyway, the number is... 208-992. All right. Now, the Nintendo Concerto. I think that's how you say it, but...
Concerto?
Concerto.
Yes.
Yeah. God, I can't list everything that's in here. This is just, like, sampler.
Let's see. I could immediately pick out Kirby and Mario.
Yeah.
The underwater Mario from the, grab. I can't remember what... It's from Super Mario 64. It's to a level with the submarine.
Now I heard Dr. Mario in there.
Yes, Dr. Mario is in there. The Legend of Zelda vendor is in there. The Song of Storms and Donkey Kong Country is what I heard.
I was going to say, unfortunately, the artist didn't list everything that he used, which he probably should have, because there's so much.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's still a good... Yeah. It's still a good selection.
Sorry. You go.
Like I said, it's still a good selection. The only thing that he didn't really use too well would be transitions. He didn't transition from one song to another too well. He just went immediately from one song to another.
Really? Because a lot of the reviews from people said that he actually transitioned well. I mean, I thought he did okay, but a lot of people said it's like, oh wow, you really transitioned smooth there. Yeah. Well, I actually have some of his work on the next episode too.
All right.
Yeah, it's called the Supersonic Compilation, so...
I look forward to it.
To combat the the Nintendo, I had to put it there.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
We should do a whole Zelda thing just to pee you off.
No, you should do it. I'm not against Zelda, it's just that I never got around to playing it, so, yeah.
All right.
Well, I could get on you about not playing all the Sonic games, I bet.
Hey, I played some Sonic games. I played the first and second Sonic games, so.
Third one was okay. I kind of liked the second one was one of my favorites. It kind of looked different.
Tails was fun, in my opinion.
He's useless. How can he never die? Oh, that reminds me of the the Awesome. You ever seen, like, Awesome the Hedgehog?
Which one?
Egoraptor. The one that Egoraptor. Yeah. He's just, Tails keeps getting hit by stuff and he just doesn't die. He just keeps flying. And then he's like, and so we learned that Sonic blows ass because all he's got is that crappy little spin moves that suck balls. The line, right. God damn it, why can everyone fly in this game but me?
All right, the number for the last song is 208-820.
All right, and just to remind you guys, this is Newgrounds Radio. I'm DJ Orange. And
I'm DJ Zero.
And if you want to subscribe to this podcast, just go to www.newgroundsradio.com.
Click on the link.
Yeah, we've got a link there, or I don't know, you could try to email us at newgroundsradio@gmail.com if you need any help. Anything else?
If you want to talk to us, please let us know. We'll be happy
desperate
to talk to you.
We're that creepy little girl in the, or the creepy woman in the corner that's just like all huddled over, like we're stalking you.
We're the guy in the with the, hey, we got some candy.
Oh, it's all right. All right. Until episode 34, we'll talk to you. We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.